Chapter 57. Farnham, Forster Swift, pages 118-19. 23 Wilbur Ellis, appointed Bishop of Kildare in 1705. He was translated to Meath in 1731 and died 3 years later. 24 The expression of the Archbishop is, I am not to conceal from you that some expressed a little jealously, that you would not be acceptable to the present courtiers, intimating that you were under the reputation of being a favorite of the late party in power, King to Swift, November 2, 1710. 25 This indignant letter is dated November 23, 1710. It produced an apologetic reply from the Archbishop, November 30, 1710, who represented that the letter to Southwell was a snare laid in his way, since if he declined signing it, it might have been interpreted into disrespect to the Duke of Ormond. Of the bishops, King said, you cannot do yourself a greater service than to bring this to a good issue, to their shame and conviction. Letter 10. 1 William Bromley, died 1732, was M.P.P. for the University of Oxford. A good debater and a strong high churchman, he was Secretary of State from August 1713 until the Queen's death in the following year. 2 Colonel, afterwards Major General, John Hill, died 1735, was younger brother of Mrs. Masham, the Queen's favorite, and a poor relation of the Duchess of Marlborough. He was wounded at Mons in 1709 and in 1711 was sent on an unsuccessful expedition to attack the French settlements in North America. In 1713 he was appointed to command the troops at Dunkirk. 3 The footmen in attendance at the Houses of Parliament used at this time to form themselves into a deliberative body and usually debated the same points with their masters. It was jocularly said that several questions were lost by the court party in the menial House of Lords which were carried triumphantly in the real assembly, which was at length explained by a discovery that the Scottish peers whose votes were sometimes decisive of a question had but few representatives in the convocation of lacqueys. The sable attendant mentioned by Swift, being an appendage of the brother of Mrs. Masham, the reigning favorite, had a title to the chair, the court and Tory interest being exerted in his favor. Scott Steele alludes to the Uthman's Parliament in number 88 of The Spectator. 4 See Letter 1 Note 3. 5 A court of equity abolished in the reign of Charles I. It met in the Camera Alba, or Whitehall, and the room appears to have retained the name of the old court. 6 See Letter 6 Note 2. 7 Swift's first contribution to the Examiner, number 13, is dated November 2, 1710. 8 Seduced, induced. Dryden, Spanish friar, has debauch a king to break his laws. 9 Freeman, see Letter 9 Note 10. 10 Oh, make this intelligible, it is necessary to observe that the words this fortnight, in the preceding sentence, were first written in what he calls their little language, and afterwards scratched out and written plain. It must be confessed this little language, which passed current between Swift and Stella, has occasioned infinite trouble in the revisal of these papers. Dean Swift, 11 Trim. An attack upon the liberties of this corporation is among the political offenses of Wharton's Lieutenancy of Ireland set forth in Swift's short character of the Earl of Wharton. 12 Apologies. 13 Description of the Morning, in number 9 of the Tatler. 14 See Letter 6 Note 19. 15 William Palliser, died 1726. 16 See Letter 4 Note 15. 17 Ear hear it with his eyes shut, and the writing is somewhat crooked, although as well in other respects, as if his eyes had been open. Dean Swift, 18 Tatler, No. 249, cf. Page 93. During this visit to London, Swift contributed to only 3 Tatlers, viz. Nos. 230, 238, and 258. 19 St. Andrew's Day. 20 No. 241. 21 Tatler, No. 258. 22 Lieutenant General Philip Bragg, Colonel of the 28th Regiment of Foot, and M.P.P. 4 Army, died in 1759. 23 James Cecil, 5th Earl of Salisbury, who died in 1728. 24 See Letter 2 Note 13. 25 See Letter 8 Note 22. 26 Kneller seems never to have painted Swift's portrait. 27 On November 25th and 28. 28 Arthur Ansley, M.P.P. 4 Cambridge University, had recently become 5th Earl of Anglesea, on the death of his brother, see Letter 3 Note 35, under George I. He was joint treasurer of Ireland, and treasurer at war. 29 A short character of the Earl of Wharton, by Swift himself, though the authorship was not suspected at the time. Archbishop King, says Scott, would have hardly otherwise ventured to mention it to Swift in his letter of January 9, 1710 as a wound given in the dark. Elsewhere, however, in a note, Swift hints that Archbishop King was really aware of the authorship of the pamphlet. 30 A false report. See Letter 11 Note 4. 31 None of these commissioners of revenue lost their places at this time. Samuel Ogle was commissioner from 1699 to 1714, John South from 1696 until his death in 1711, and Sir William St. Quintin, Bart., from 1706 to 1713. Stephen Ludlow succeeded South in September 1711. 32 See Letter 7 Note 35. 33 James Hamilton, 6th Earl of Abercorn, 1656 to 1734, a Scotch peer who had strongly supported the Union of 1706. Letter 11. 1 Lee Strange speaks of insipid twiddle twaddles. Johnson calls this vile word. 2 A cousin of Swift's, probably a son of William Swift. 3 Nicholas Sankey, died 1722, succeeded Lord Lovelace as colonel of a regiment of foot in Ireland in 1689. He became brigadier general in 1704, major general 1707, and lieutenant general 1710. He served in Spain, and was taken prisoner at the Battle of the Caya in 1709. 4 See Letter 10 Note 30. 5 The Earl of Abercorn, see Letter 10 Note 33, married, in 1686 Elizabeth, only child of Sir Robert Reading, Bart., of Dublin, by Jane, Dowager Countess of Mountrath. Lady Abercorn survived her husband 20 years, dying in 1754 aged 86. 6 Charles Lennox, 1st Duke of Richmond and Gordon, 1672-1723, was the illegitimate son of Charles II, by Madame de Querouaille. 7 Sir Robert Raymond, afterwards Lord Raymond, 1673-1733, M.P.P. 4 Bishop's Castle, Shropshire, was appointed Solicitor General in May 1710, and was knighted in October. He was removed from office on the accession of George I, but was made Attorney General in 1720 and in 1724 became a judge of the King's Bench. In the following year he was made Lord Chief Justice, and was distinguished both for his learning and his impartiality. 8 Lynn Regis. 9 Richard Savage, 4th Earl Rivers, the father of Richard Savage, the poet. Under the Whigs Lord Rivers was envoy to Hanover, and after his conversion by Harley, he was constable of the Tower under the Tories. He died in 1712. 10 Chancellor of the Exchequer in Ireland from 1695 until his death in 1717. 11 Lord Shelburne's clever sister, Anne, only daughter of Sir William Petty, and wife of Thomas Fitzmaurice, Lord of Kerry, afterwards created 1st Earl of Kerry. 12 Mrs. Pratt, an Irish friend of Lady Kerry, lodged at Lord Shelburne's during her visit to London. The reference to Clements, see Letter 9 Note 20, Pratt's relative, in the journal for April 14, 1711 makes it clear that Mrs. Pratt was the wife of the Deputy Vice Treasurer of Ireland, to whom Swift often alludes, see Letter 3 Note 10. 13 Lieutenant General Thomas Meredith, Major General McCartney, and Brigadier Philip Honeywood. They alleged that their offense only amounted to drinking a health to the Duke of Marlborough, and confusion to his enemies. But the government said that an example must be made, because various officers had dropped dangerous expressions about standing by their general, Marlborough, who was believed to be aiming at being made Captain General for life. For McCartney, see the journal for November 15, 1712 sec. Meredith, who was appointed Adjutant General of the Forces in 1701, was made a Lieutenant-General in 1708. He saw much service under William III and Marlborough, and was elected M.P.P. for Midhurst in 1709. He died in 1719, Dalton's Army Lists, 3.181. Honeywood entered the army in 1694, was at Namur, and was made a brigadier general before 1711. After the accession of George I, he became colonel of a regiment of dragoons, and commanded a division at the Tingen. At his death in 1752, he was acting as governor of Portsmouth, with the rank of General Dalton, if 30, 14 or Alkin, a counterfeit, or scarecrow. 15 William Cadogan, Lieutenant General and afterwards Earl Cadogan, 1675-1726, a great friend of Marlborough, was envoy to the United Provinces and Spanish Flanders. Cadogan retained the post of lieutenant to the Tower until 1715. 16 Earl Cadogan's father, Henry Cadogan, barrister, married Bridget, daughter of Sir Hardress Waller, and sister of Elizabeth, Baroness Shelburne in her own right. 17 See letter 5 note 30. 18 Cadogan married Margareta, daughter of William Munter, counselor of the Court of Holland. 19 Presumably the eldest son, William, who succeeded his father as 2nd Earl of Kerry in 1741, and died in 1747. He was at Eton and Christ Church, Oxford, and was afterwards a colonel in the Coldstream Guards. 20 Henry Petty, 3rd Lord Shelburne, who became Earl of Shelburne in 1719. His son predeceased him, without issue, and on Lord Shelburne's death, in 1751 his honors became extinct. His daughter Anne also died without issue. 21 The Menagerie, which had been one of the sights of London, was removed from the Tower in 1834. In his account of the Tory fox hunter in number 47 of the Freeholder, Addison says, "Our first visit was to the Lions." 22 Bethlehem Hospital, for lunatics, in Moorfields, was a popular site in the 18th century. Cf. The Tatler, number 30. And Tuesday last I took three lads, who are under my guardianship, a rambling, in a hackney coach, to show them the town. As the Lions, the Tombs, Bedlam. 23 The Royal Society met at Gresham College from 1660 to 1710. The professors of the college lectured on divinity, civil law, astronomy, music, geometry, rhetoric, and physic. 24 The most important of the puppet shows was Powell's, in the little piazza, Covent Garden, which is frequently mentioned in the Tatler. 25 The precise nature of this negligent costume is not known, but it is always decried by popular writers of the time. 26 Wretched. Bacon as attiance must not keck at them at the first. 27 Swift was born on November 30th. 28 Mrs. de la Riviere Manley, daughter of Sir Roger Manley, and cousin of John Manley, M.P.P., and Isaac Manley, see letter 3 note 3, wrote poems and plays, but is best known for her acrid memoirs and manners of several persons of quality, of both sexes. From the New Atlantis, 1709, a book abounding in scandalous references to her contemporaries. She was arrested in October, but was discharged in February 1710. In May 1710 she brought out a continuation of the New Atlantis, called Memoirs of Europe towards the close of the 8th century. In June 1711 she became editress of the Tory Examiner, and wrote political pamphlets with Swift's assistance. Afterwards she lived with Alderman Barber, the printer, at whose office she died in 1724. In her will she mentioned her honored friend, the Dean of St. Patrick, Dr. Swift. 29. He seems to have written these words in a whim, for the sake of what follows, Dean Swift. 30. See letter 8, note 33. 31. Number 249. See letter 10, note 18. 32. See letter 5, note 34. 33. In a letter to the Rev. Dr. Tisdall, of December 16, 1703, Swift said, LLT is a way to outwit Mrs. Johnson. It is a new-fashioned way of being witty, and they call it a bite. You must ask a bantering question, or tell some damned lie in a serious manner, and then she will answer or speak, as if you were in earnest, and then cry you, madam, there's a bite. I would not have you undervalue this, for it is the constant amusement in court, and everywhere else among the great people. See to, the Tatler, number 12 and Spectator, knows. 47504. In a word, a biter is one who thinks you a fool, because you do not think him a knave. 34. See letter 9, note 4. 35. As I hope to be saved, a favorite phrase in the journal. 36. See letter 7, note 12. 37. This statement received some confirmation from a pamphlet published in September 1710 called Condoling Letter to the Tatler. On account of the misfortunes of Isaac Bickerstaff Esquire, a prisoner in the on suspicion of debt. 38. Dr. Lambert, chaplain to Lord Wharton, was censured in convocation for being the author of a libelous letter. 39. Probably the same person as Dr. Griffith, spoken of in the journal for March 3, 1713, when he was ill, as having been very tender of Stella. 40. See letter 9, note 22. 41. Vexed, offended. Elsewhere Swift wrote, I am apt to grate the ears of more than I could wish. 42. Ambrose Phillips, whose pastorals had been published in the same volume of Tonson's Miscellany as Pope's. 2 years later Swift wrote, I should certainly have provided for him had he not run party mad. In 1712 his play, The Distressed Mother, received flattering notice in The Spectator, and in 1713 to Pope's annoyance, Phillips' pastorals were praised in The Guardian. His pretty poems to children led Henry Carey to nickname him Ammy Pammy. 43. An equestrian statue of William III. In College Green, Dublin. It was Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.